So we've been here a while outside Kingdom Revival Church asking men to bring their Bibles out to talk about the truth. We're going to have a testing at don'tperish.com of Kingdom Revival Church. It'll be up later today. So far, one woman called us stupid. One man waved us off like we were meaningless and worthless. Another man, that man right there, told us he didn't love us. And so this is the fruit of the American church system. When in John 13, Jesus said, you will know them by their love for each other. So we just come here to love you and tell you the truth today, that you're following false churchianity that can't save you. You're walking in a whole bunch of heresy that the Bible says, repent and come out of. And we're going to show that on the testing. And we'll talk to anyone, any man that comes out with his Bible about the sin of Kingdom Revival Church, the heresy, the false ways. 1 Timothy 5:20 says, publicly rebuke those in sin that others may see and fear. So this is a public rebuke of Kingdom Revival Church. Look up our testing coming up at don'tperish.com. Coming up later today. But right now, you can look up on the website why you've been lied to. And there's a link. Why the churches are lying to people. And there's a link that shows you a 10-point test and the biblical gospel, most important. The biblical gospel to eternal life. The shed blood of Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection that calls for repentance to come out of the world and the church systems. You haven't done either of those. We see a lot of pride and vanity. We see a lot of church system false ways. Be born again by the Spirit of God, neighbor. When you're truly born again, holiness and obedience is your desire, not mingling with the world, not being like the world, not following false traditions of man. Kingdom Revival Church is following a bunch of false man-made traditions that Mark 7 says makes you worship God in vain. Sir, can you bring your Bible? Can you bring your Bible and come talk about the truth of God, sir? You're in there worshiping God, so-called worship. There's no such thing as a worship service. Can you bring your Bible and can we talk about the scriptures? We love you. We're out here because we love our neighbor. We're out here to tell you we're going to put a testing up at our website, don'tperish.com. You can look it up later on. Probably tomorrow it'll be up. Maybe later today. But the fruit that you're of God is your doctrines match the doctrines of Jesus Christ. That your ways match that of the early apostles. That you've repented and come out of the world. That you put down pride and vanity. And worldliness. Have you done that, neighbors? Or are you living like the world and just going to church on Sunday? You see, God does not want your scrap on Sunday morning. Sunday's not the Lord's day. Sunday's not the Sabbath. Are you living like the world and just doing churchianity? That's not going to save you. You've got to repent and come out of the world. You've got to repent and come out of American churchianity. You've got to seek godliness and holiness. Look up our testing later today, don'tperish.com. It's going to be up later today to show you why Kingdom Revival Church is not of God. We love you enough to tell you the truth today. Seek the kingdom of God, neighbors. Put down all of your sin, worldliness, and man-made traditions. So we're going to have a testing up later today at our website, don'tperish.com. And it's going to show you why Kingdom Revival is not keeping the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ. Would you like a gospel card? My wife would give you a gospel card if you come take one. See, the doctrines that you believe have to match up with the Holy Scriptures. But the doctrines of Kingdom Revival Church don't match up to the Word of God. Our testing at don'tperish.com, because we love you, is going to show you why you're keeping a bunch of sin. Let's talk about what sin will keep you out of the kingdom. Adam and Eve got put out for one sin. Two priests in Leviticus 10 get killed for one lie. Go to the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife, one lie. God kills them by the Holy Spirit. In Acts 8, Simon's warned, one sin. He wanted to buy the Holy Spirit. He better repent. Peter rebukes him, and he, in fear, acts out. How about Revelation 21, 22, that says, whoever loves and practices a lie will be put outside of the city, the kingdom of God, heaven. What about that, neighbors? What sins are you keeping at Kingdom Revival Church? Easy believe gospel that will not save you, that doesn't call you out of the world. Lady pastors that go against Apostle Paul and the Word of God. Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are Roman Catholic and man-made. One man paid in a wooden box to preach all the time, when all men are supposed to use their gifting. Pride and vanity in your dress. Women's heads not covered. Men not dressed biblically according to sound doctrine. How many sins, neighbor, was it going to take to keep you out of the kingdom of God? One, we love you enough to come and stand to get you to wake up from your slumber. Lots of time to be standing and talking with each other. Where's the man with the Word of God? Where's Pastor Louie? Still waiting for Pastor Louie in love to talk about the Holy Scriptures today. James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God if you're a friend of the world. Romans 12:1-2 says, don't conform to the world, but be transformed. Jesus said in John 8, the truth will set you free. Have you been set free, neighbors? You're not. You're bound up in man-made religion that can't save you. A Sunday worship service that doesn't exist. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. It's not the Sabbath. There's no such thing as a worship service. Everyday life, live for Christ, is your worship, neighbor. We can open the scriptures. We can talk about John 3. Whosoever will come can be born again by the Spirit of God. But in John 3, 19 through 21, it says the light has come, and this is the condemnation. The light reproves those that keep sin, and they hide in the darkness. Waiting for Pastor Louie, waiting for any man with a Bible that can contend in the Word of God. If you're of God, you would bring the Scriptures. If you're of God, you would walk in His Word and repent of every false way. If you're of God, you'll keep sound doctrine. That's what we're calling for today, because we love our neighbor.